You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome back, MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers edition. I'm Dave Raymond with T.R. Sullivan. And, boy, T.R., I'm trying to figure out exactly what the identity, if you will, of this Rangers team is. I don't know. Coming off last year, such a devastating year with all the injuries and then ultimately the poor record. Been a lot more injuries again this year. I just feel like it's a team still kind of searching. Where do you see this team right now?
Well, right now, they're not searching for an identity. They're searching for a rotation. They got four starters. They have a fifth spot open. Because of their off days they have this week, they don't need a fifth starter till Tuesday. And right now, they don't know who that would be. It might be Anthony Bass out of the bullpen. It could be Wandy Rodriguez out of the minor leagues, Anthony Renato, Alex Gonzalez. I mean, they're searching right now for pitching help. They're still trying to figure out what they have in the bullpen. The biggest thing the Rangers are doing right now is trying to settle on a pitching staff that they can stick with for an extended period of time.
Of course, they've gotten some good games out of Colby Lewis and Giovanni Gallardo. Nick Martinez has been really good. So, I mean, do they feel like they've got the core of the rotation in place? They feel comfortable with that piece of it at least?
Well, yeah, I mean, but that's just three starters. I mean, all three of those guys have pitched pretty well. But Ross Detweiler has not pitched well. He's had three bad games. They lost Derek Holland. They've lost a lot of their depth because of injuries. So it's still a mystery who that fifth person would be. You know, maybe they'll try Wandy Rodriguez to see how he can do for a while. You know, they're not going to get Holland back till June. So either that or they can bring Anthony Renato back. You know, we'll see.
Well, you know, staying on the pitcher side of it, Feliz, it looks like he may not be the same guy. Obviously, the velocity isn't quite the same at times. There have been some who are talking about the arm angle being a little bit different. How do they feel about Nestor Feliz right now?
There's got to be some concern. But, you know, they asked him to get five outs the other day in Seattle, and it didn't work. He blew the save. It was a tough, huge loss for the Rangers. There's still a question. There's no question that Feliz is not going to throw as hard as he once did, you know, after the Tommy John surgery and all he's been through. You know, he did hit 96 miles an hour on the radar gun in Seattle. Maybe the velocity will, you know, pick up a little bit as the season goes along. You know, a lot of it will have to do with his off-speed stuff, the breaking ball and changeup, and how effectively he can be there. You know, he is their closer, and he's the guy they're going to have to live and die with. That, you know, I don't see them do anything there. They got too many other question marks.
No, that's true. What about Tanner Shepherd? I know he's only been back for a couple of games, but has he looked okay?
Well, he had some control problems the other day. Couldn't get the ball down in the strike zone, and that killed him. He had a 10-6 lead going into the eighth inning, blocked three out of four batters that he faced. And they had to pull him. And they brought in the rookie, Keon Aquila. You know, he walked a guy, and they had to go with Feliz. And I think Shepherds will be all right. Sean Tolleson has pitched well. You know, I think they're going to have to trust Ramon Mendez a little bit more in the late inning. You know, part of the problem is they don't have a left-handed reliever. That killed them against Seattle because they had to bring in Aquila to face Robinson Cano, where in the past they'd have a guy like Darren Oliver or Neil Kotz to do that duty. They don't have a left-handed reliever. They got one from St. Louis, Sam Freeman. He's down in the minor league, still working on his, you know, command. They got three longmen in the bullpen, Anthony Bass, Logan Verrett, and Stomi Pimentel. That's a lot of long relievers for a pitching staff. But it shows you they're still uncomfortable with their rotation. So, again, They've got some questions that they got to be figured out here pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, what about first base? Help me sort out what's going on there. It Fielder's comments about the team being a better team with Mitch Moreland playing first base. Is that motivated in part maybe by an interest in doing a little more DHing? What's going on over there?
Well, I think both Fielder and Mitch Moreland will play first base. Jeff Bannister made that clear the other day. I think Fielder will still get the majority of the playing time. Moreland's got an elbow situation that everybody's monitoring. He's got a loose body in that elbow, and if that lodges in the wrong spot, he's going to have surgery. If it stays away and settles somewhere else, he might be all right. He's been swinging the bat pretty well, but it is definitely a concern is that if that elbow is going to hold up.
Yeah. He's so prone to injury, it seems, in recent years. That would have to be a concern. Fielder holding up well so far this year?
Well, he's hitting 350, 360, something like that. He's getting his base hits. He hasn't hit a home run yet. He's got a few doubles. Rangers think the power will come. But, so far, he's at least driven in a few runs. Has a high on base percentage, high batting average. We'll just see what happens with the power.
Yeah, I'm just curious, physically coming off the surgery and then I guess, again, the comments about, maybe the team being better with Moreland at first base makes me wonder how he's feeling, out there every day.
I think he's just trying to be a good teammate and not stir anything up by saying that he needs to play every day at first base. I don't think there's anything more to read into that.
Okay. All right. Well, fair enough. Defensively, I think sometimes you can make too much about errors. They're a stat, but if guys aren't getting the ball, they don't go down as errors. This team leads Major League Baseball so far with 15 errors. Is the defense an issue, or are we just looking at a number at this point?
Well, I think the defense is an issue. Elvis Andrus has to play better. I think Ruben Ed Odor at second base will be fine. Belcher at third will be fine. Shin-Soo Chu is not a great right fielder. They're still trying to figure out what they have in left field, although Carlos Baguero is pretty good. They're very good behind the plate with Corcoran and Robinson Chirinos. Big guy is going to be Leonis Martin in center field, how well he plays. Great arms, got the speed. If he can hold down center field and if Elvis can play at his normal level, I think they'll be okay defensively. But I think, there's still some concern about Chu in the outfield and exactly what they have in left field.
Is a loss like they suffered on Sunday in Seattle, and that was a rough one, 11-10, walk-off, had the big lead late, but coughed it up. Is it better to have an off day after a game like that? I think in baseball we always talk about the ability to come out the next day and put it behind you. They've had to sit on it since Sunday, not playing on Monday, and they don't get after it until Tuesday night out west there against Arizona. What do you think? Could they have used that time, or would it have been better just to get back out there?
Well, I think I really believe in the old saying in baseball that your momentum is only as good as your next day starting pitcher. So if Nick Martinez comes out and pitches well Tuesday night, I don't think that'll be an issue. It all just comes back to that. I mean, if Nick has a rough night, then, maybe they have their problems. But if, he's pitched two great games so far for them, and if he continues that, I think they'll be fine. It just comes back. They got Martinez and Gallardo pitching in Arizona. If they get two good games from them, they can go back and sweep the Diamondbacks and be right back where they were.
Yeah, I'm sure nobody's thrilled at a 5-8 record so far, but quite honestly, they're treading water well with all the stuff that's been going on around them. TR, great stuff as always, and we'll look forward to doing it again next week.
Okay, guys, thank you.
All right, TR Sullivan, MLB.com Extras, Texas Rangers edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.